نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Firstly, أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحبا. We are very, very happy to have the students back again. The students who are Zuyufullah, the guests of Allah Ta'ala and the guests of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill your rights, and may Allah give you the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of being a student. What I wish to impart now, very shortly, is what Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh on one occasion said to the students. He said that this is my 80 years of lives of experience, and I've seen the ups and downs of life, and I've seen rich people, I've seen poor people, I've seen pious people, I've seen impious people. Of all that, on that basis, I'm advising you as the students that what work you are engaged in, acquiring deeni knowledge, there is nothing more superior than this. But what the condition that it must be done with ikhlas, sincerely, only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. And in that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib explained that many times what happens, we study that we will become an imam, we will earn our living as an imam, or we will become a mudarris, a teacher, and we will be earning our living by being a mudarris. So if that is the niyat, then he said there is nothing more worse than this year, because then our niyat is dunya. It is our niyat is to earn a living. To earn a living, that is not the niyat, to serve deen for the pleasure of Allah. Yes, the people will pay you, no problem with that, there is nothing wrong, but that mustn't be your niyat, that by my wages. And how can we know whether that is our niyat or not? That according to what wages we get, we are happy or we are unhappy, or we are getting better wages somewhere else, we go there. That means that we are after wages, after a salary. That is what we are after. And then there is nothing worse than that, he said. And if we are doing it solely for Allah Ta'ala, then there is nothing better than this also. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali quoted Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali, and he explained that the condition of people, from one aspect, there are four conditions of people. One, in whose heart there is no dunya, love of dunya. And I am in need of this. First of all, we are all in need of this. We are all in need of this sincerity and ikhlas and the whole of deen. And this is a muzakara which is inshallah beneficial for me also, for you also, for everyone. So there are those people who got no dunya in their heart. They don't desire dunya. Their object is akhirat. And no dunya in their hands also. They are poor people. And there were many, most of the Anbiya, alayhimus salatu wassalam, were like that. And all the awliya, the true awliya, they were like that. There was no dunya in their heart, and they didn't have dunya in their hands also. But they loved just to please Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then there was that group, there was no dunya in the heart. But in their hands, Allah gave them dunya. Like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. It's quite clear, he didn't have love of dunya and desire of dunya, but Allah made him a very rich Nabi, a rich man, a king, Allah Ta'ala made him. And there are some awliya that are also like that. And by awliya I mean, it doesn't mean who we think as big awliya. It means a person who fulfills the commands of Allah and who stays away from the disobedience of Allah, and his iman and his imani qualities are correct. So that is the second group. The third group are those people who have got dunya in their heart. They love dunya. And they got dunya in their hands also. Like most of the wealthy people generally, especially non-believers, they love dunya. And many, Allah gave them dunya also. And many Muslims also, that we love dunya, we want the best things of dunya. And each one, myself, all of us have to check ourselves. And they got dunya, Allah gave them. Then the fourth group is that group that has got love of dunya in their heart, but they have got no dunya in their hands. And this is the worst group. That they love dunya and they haven't got dunya. So they haven't got anything. They haven't got love for akhirat and to please Allah. They got love of dunya, and they haven't got dunya also. So that is the worst group. It mustn't happen that we fall in that group. And that group is khasirati dunya wal akhirah. Dunya also is lost, akhirat also is lost. We got nothing. So it must not happen that we fall in that group. So for that, ikhlas is a very important quality. Together with, now that you are back, this is the last term, we must make effort for our imtihanat, for the end of the year. We must work hard. Ustads are also going to now be finishing off kitabs, etc. We must work hard on that side also. Our ilmi istidad, our capability, ilmi. And together with that, like this is also very important that we develop our sincerity, our ikhlas also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah.